Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few moments to contemplate astronomy and what's going on up there in space. So something different today. It's Friday, the day of the pub quiz, so I'm going to test our knowledge. But to make it radio-friendly, I'm going to do this quiz with a member of the Fine Music Radio team, and this will have the added benefit of introducing you backstage. So here is Rebecca Barches, production assistant. Right, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello. She's very nervous. So you've been helping me with these podcast recordings for many years now, so you must be a real whiz on astronomy, having heard all this stuff. So we're going to put this to the test now. So, right. Question number one. What is a star? Is it A, a person famous for a talent or event? B, a star is a luminous sphere of plasma held together by its own gravity? Or C, a shining object in the sky we only see at night? A, B, or C?
Is this a trick question?
No, it's a multiple choice, no tricks.
B.
B is correct. A star is a luminous sphere of plasma held together by its own gravity. It is not a shining object in the sky we only see at night, because you can actually see some stars during the day if they're bright enough. Right. So what is an exoplanet? Is it A, an X-rated planet? B, a planet in another solar system? Or C, a planet we haven't detected yet? A planet we haven't detected yet. It's a planet in another solar system. And as from the 1st of August 2016, there have been 3,487 planets detected in solar systems other than our own. Wow, that's a lot. Okay, so here's a very, very easy one. Roughly, how many galaxies are there? A, countless numbers. B, 100 to 200 billion. Or C, only one?
No,
it's not countless numbers. Somebody has not sat down and counted these. But the answer is B, 1 to 200 billion. So it kind of depends what instrument you use. But the method of estimating the number of galaxies is the same. So you look at a little portion of the sky, count the number of galaxies in there, and extrapolate. So in 1997 and 2003, the Hubble Space Telescope was pointed at a tiny little area in the sky. And in the second survey, after the mirror had been upgraded, in 2003 they found 10,000 galaxies in a tiny area of the sky. So extrapolating this to the entire sky ends up in a count of 100 billion, but with better instruments we think we'll double that to 200 billion. Now this is assuming that there's no large cosmic variance, that is, assuming that the universe is homogeneous, that we look in one direction, it looks the same, there's the same number of galaxies. And we've a good reason to suspect this is the case, and this is called the cosmological principle. So, Rebecca, there you are, you've been introduced to the cosmological principle. Right, Rebecca, the next question. How old is the universe? Is it A, which one? B, 13.82 billion years, or C, depends on what you mean by space-time? Oh, dear, dear, dear. You know, you haven't cottoned on yet. The answer's always B. It's actually 13.82 billion years, as far as we know, dot, dot, dot. So measurements of the universe's expansion, that's how we managed to calculate this, show that the universe is about 13.82 billion years old. And so as the universe gets older and bigger galaxies recede farther and farther from the Earth, it makes them more difficult to see in telescopes. So that's how we kind of figure it out. And now here's amazing factoid. The universe is expanding faster than the speed of light, which does not violate Einstein's speed limit, because the expansion of the universe is about the expansion of the universe itself and not the objects in it. Mm. So this is really about the concept of the observable universe. The observable universe is 13.82 billion years old. All right. Easy one here. How far is it to outer space? A, 100 kilometres. B, 10,000 kilometres. Or C, 10 parsecs?
B.
Oh, Rebecca, you haven't been listening when I've been doing this. It's 100 kilometres. It's not far at all to outer space. So I hope the listeners there did well on this quiz. Bonus question. Could you fit all the astronomers in Cape Town into a minibus taxi?
Yes.
Yes, you possibly could, especially before they've had lunch. So you've got another one right there. Okay, thank you very much, Rebecca Barches, production assistant at Fine Music Radio. And from Ketchel Kirkham, this is goodbye and wishing us clear skies.
FMR.